Okay, so what's the next thing? What's the next ingredient in the soup you want? It's the love. The love, the love, the love, the love. The thing that makes life worth living. It's the juice. It's what we're made of. If we're not expressing with love, then we are not on the same wavelength as our spiritual nature. We're not in vibrational harmony with the nature of life, and we can't have a relationship with God. We might think we can. All these people that are groveling about, asking for this and asking for that, and with all their crusty old, dusty old ideas about what God is, intellectualizing and mentalizing this relationship. It's an experience of love. God is a spirit of love. It's a being of love. And so are we. That's what we are. We're the children of it. And so we need to bring more love into our lives and more love into the way we speak, into the way we think, into the way we feel, into the way we act. That's it, the whole game right there. Jesus said, love God with all your heart and mind and soul. Put your love into that connection and love others as yourself. Love the world as yourself because it's just a manifestation of your inner being. It's a reflection of you. So let's just talk about this subject of love and what we're talking about here. We're talking about frequency, vibration, wavelength. We're talking about energy, the energy, the most amazing energy. You can live on love. Have you ever been in love? My God. Food's out the window. You haven't got a care in the world. Bills, who cares about bills? You're in love. It's the only thing. So we need to love God with all our heart and mind and soul, and most importantly, when we've done that, is love ourselves. Deeply and completely. Self-love and self-acceptance. There's a strategy called the Emotional Freedom Technique, which is a very, very, very simple and effective strategy where you just use basic tapping. You just tap with your fingers on certain trigger points. On top of your head, your third eye, underneath your left eye, just underneath your left eye, upper lip, bottom, just under the bottom lip, on your underneath your left clavicle, your heels of your hand together. But it doesn't matter where you tap, really. I've experimented with this, and I've experimented a lot with my clients. You can just jump up and down. You can bounce on a rebounder. You can dance. You can run. What all the tapping does is move energy. It gets energy moving. So, but the most important thing about the emotional freedom technique is that you say the words, I deeply and completely love and accept myself just the way I am. And the emotional freedom technique is a way of liberating yourself from being stuck in certain patterns. So, for example, say if I was stuck in the pattern of eating a gallon of ice cream a night, and it was depressing me no end. And I said to myself, using the emotional freedom technique, even though I've had my head stuck in the ice cream bucket again, I deeply and completely love and accept myself just the way I am while I'm jumping around or tapping in these particular things. I deeply and completely love and accept myself just the way I am, even though I've got my head in the ice cream bucket again. I deeply and completely love and accept myself just the way I am. So let's just do that for a moment. Just tap your heart. Just tap your heart, which isn't even in the system. Just tap your heart and say, and think of something that you don't like about yourself, or that you a habit that you don't like, or something that you're holding against yourself, that you have resentment towards. And say, even though, whatever it is, I deeply and completely love and accept myself just the way I am. And just tap your heart. Clap your hands together and say it again. Even though, whatever it is, I deeply and completely love and accept myself just the way I am. Say it again. Clap your hands. I deeply and completely love and accept myself just the way I am. I deeply and completely love and I accept myself just the way I am. Self-love, deep self-love and acceptance, deep self-acceptance is the way to allow the love of God to come into your world through you as a person. It's the tapping and the self-love and self-acceptance is the way to let that love come into you in the most superficial way. It's absolutely fundamental and essential and necessary that you do it. And if you don't do it, it will not come in. But you need to take it deeper, much, much deeper than just your physical body and your personality and emotions. You need to take it into the roots of your being. Now, there's three levels that I work on with this. There's this superficial level, which we can cover with the emotional freedom technique. And then there's the deeper level, the roots of the ego, where the roots of the ego go into the soul. Now, the ego is an archetypal pattern. It's just a pattern that has been conditioned into us. We've inherited it from our ancestors. It's in our psyches. That means it's in the subconscious and the unconscious mind. It's not in the soul, but it is in the subconscious and unconscious part of our minds, which interfaces with our soul in the psyche. Now, we're getting into advanced metaphysics here, and we could discuss this all day, but you'll just have to take it from me. This is just the model. It's a model that I'm working with and I'm communicating to you. It's a model that communicates depth. So you can superficially bring that love into yourself, make yourself feel a lot better about yourself by tapping and or dancing or moving energy, rebounding, skipping, and saying whatever it is, the negative thing, even though I'm overeating, even though I'm drinking too much beer, even though I'm having too much sex, even though I'm addicted to porn, even though I'm beating up my wife, even though I'm shouting at my children, even though I'm obsessing about money all the time, even though I'm nagging my wife, nagging my husband, I deeply and completely love and accept myself just the way I am. I deeply and completely love and accept myself just the way I am. I deeply and completely love and accept myself just the way I am. Say that over and over and over and feel how good that feels. Now that is going to allow you to get into yourself. Remember, you do not need improving. What you need to do is to descend as a spiritual being from the highest realms of love into this world. Get into your physical body, get into your soul through your psyche, and let yourself demonstrate it as the person that you are on the movie screen of life. That's what you're here to do. So to take it deeper, you need to practice, ideally, in deep relaxation. And with this audio file series, there's a program that I have, a 21-day guided inner journey, a meditation called Sun Pop, that allows you to take this deep into yourself. And you're going to use an ancient Hawaiian healing strategy called Ho'oponopono. Ho'oponopono. Ho'oponopono means the restoration of harmony or the restoration of righteousness. It's the restoration of an underlying harmony, i.e. the underlying spiritual perfection, the frequency and vibration of our essence. We can restore that to our souls. We can restore that to our psyche by practicing Ho'oponopono towards ourselves in deep relaxation, towards our own ego construct, which is a combination of a wounded child, a victim, a prostitute, and a saboteur. I'll say that again. The ego is a pattern. That an archetypal pattern, that means it's been there for a very long time. It is a pattern in the psyche, the subconscious and unconscious mind. The light of the spirit shining through the projector, which is the soul, shines through that pattern and projects onto the screen of life a person, a persona, that acts out, when it's in its ego, in the way of a wounded child, a victim, a prostitute, and a saboteur. Now, these are just the simple facts of life. So what that means is that when we're in our ego, when we're functioning through the ego persona, the ego is not a dirty word, and we all have an ego, and we need an ego to differentiate our personality in this world, and for lots of other reasons. But what we need a pure, transparent one that allows our inner nature to shine through it, which is as a being of love, of light, of truth, of peace, and power. Power means when we think something, when we have an intention, it happens. And it happens fast. The more power you have, the faster things happen. How do you get the power? You bring the power of God through your love into your soul, and you project that out into the world of form through your thoughts and words and actions. But all of that happens automatically as you remove all of the vibrations and frequency that are not of its nature. And you do this in levels. Superficial level, the tapping. The deeper level, sun pop. And what you do is you use Ho'oponopono to meet your wounded child, victim, prostitute, and saboteur within your imagination. Your imagination is the most powerful thing you have, really, in terms of how it, your reality manifests in this world. Through this guided inner journey, going into deep, deep relaxation, because it's deep within you, and you say these words: I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm sorry. You apologize to your own wounded child, victim, prostitute, and saboteur. Why? Because you, as the consciousness that you are, the spiritual being that you are, have been playing out your ego. You've been ignoring your divinity, denying the truth of your magnificence, and starving this child within you of the nourishment that it needs, and feeding a prostitute, victimized, sabotaging complex, an archetypal pattern that you've inherited from your ancestors. Now, the Sun Pop program has a PDF file in it that goes into all of this in greater detail, but I'm just giving you the overview there and explaining to you in this little audio series here why you need to do this, what it is, and how it works. How it works is that when you say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And let's just practice this right now. Let's just put our hands up in the air again. And let's just open our awareness to the fact that there's a whole world going on around us, and that that world is spinning and flying through space in majesty, and that there is universes out there, eternity out there. And let's just say, I'm sorry to that. I'm sorry for shutting myself down to the presence of eternity. I apologize. Please forgive me. Let's talk to life. Let's talk to the spirit of life. Let's talk to God. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. I love you. I love you, life. I love you, God. Thank you for loving me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Just say that over and over. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, as you do that over and over and over and over, your thoughts, your feelings, your words are coming into a vibrational harmony that allows the spirit of life to flow through you. Ho'oponopono, excuse me, puts you into a state of compassion. It's the ultimate emotional, vibrational, frequency harmonizer. Ho'oponopono. I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you. Thank you. Within it, it has reverence, respect, humility, love and gratitude. The five core qualities of the superhero. This is how we live. A spiritual warrior lives with this attitude. Reverence for this almighty power, respect for it and all life, humility before it, love and gratitude. And that's the frequency to be in order to allow the spirit of life to flow through you, absolutely. Ho'oponopono allows you in the Sun Pop program, because you're doing it in deep relaxation towards your own ego, the roots of your own ego, which is a construct, layers and layers and layers and layers and layers of vibrational patterns that you've inherited from your ancestors within yourself. Say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. To that. And it dissolves it. And your ego becomes transparent and pure. Now, the third layer, to take it deeper, the third layer, we do that with prayer. And we ask God to intercede and to help us, because that is the almighty power. And we now focus on the real depth of the soul, which is where all the ancestral vibrations are. Because a soul is a soul. A physical body is a physical body. A person is a person, and a soul is a soul. A person exists in the world, in the physical material world. The soul exists in the soul world, which is full of ancestral souls, ancestor souls. Like little twinkling stars, all shining, all with their own membranes, with all the recordings and the vibrations of their experiences. So we want to ask God to help us purify those vibrations that are in there from God knows how long ago. Thousands and 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 thousands of years of our ancestors behaving in an ungodly way. Living, many of them, most of them, without reverence, respect, humility, love and gratitude. Certainly towards each other. So we need to use the magic power of forgiveness. Forgiveness is the only solvent that dissolves the glue that keeps you stuck in the patterns that you're in. Forgiveness. So we need to ask God to help us all forgive each other and forgive ourselves, be at peace with each other and be at peace with ourselves, and love each other and love ourselves completely and totally now and forever. Please and thank you. God, please help all of my ancestors throughout all space and time. Forgive all people. Help all people forgive them. Help them all forgive each other, forgive themselves. Be at peace with each other, be at peace with themselves. Love each other and love themselves. Completely and totally now and forever. Please and thank you. God, please help all souls forgive each other and forgive themselves. Be at peace with each other, be at peace with themselves. Love each other and love themselves. Completely and totally now and forever. Please and thank you. God, please help us all forgive each other and forgive ourselves. Love each other and love ourselves. Be at peace with each other and be at peace with themselves. Forever and ever and ever. Please and thank you. It's a beautiful thing. And it brings you peace. And what you're feeling right now, if you're sensitive enough to tune into it, is the peace that I live in. Which is a natural, underlying state of being. It's who we are. So the three levels again. Number one, the superficial level. Emotional freedom technique. I deeply and completely love and accept myself just the way I am. While I'm dancing around, tapping, rebounding, skipping, anything you want, clapping your hands, just move energy. Even though, whatever it is you're holding against yourself, you catch yourself, you see. It takes a lot of self-discipline and self-awareness to be a real spiritual warrior. You catch yourself. Most of us are down on ourselves. Some people love God, some people love other people, but they don't like themselves. We're the last self-love, self-acceptance, deep self-love and acceptance is the last thing that happens. And that's the thing that lets it all come flowing through. That's the thing that really grounds it in the world. I deeply and completely love and accept myself just the way I am, even though I've got my head stuck in the ice cream bucket. I deeply and completely love and accept myself just the way I am. On the way to ER, I deeply and completely love and accept myself just the way I am. Because that's the way God loves you. Take it deeper with ho'oponopono into the ego construct. I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you for loving me, in deep relaxation, because we need to do it in deep relaxation so we can get into the subconscious and the unconscious parts of our minds. If we're not in, you know, at least alpha, deep alpha brainwave states, preferably theta, that means deeply relaxed, then we can't get into the subconscious and the unconscious. And that's where all these patterns are. That's why, sometimes our sleep, our dream time is a purging of the psyche. Because we do get into that deep sleep. Okay? We do relax that deeply enough. And if we're, if our hearts are oriented towards God and towards loving other people, then the bit in the middle gets kind of cleaned up on its own. And it can happen automatically, through sleep, psychic purging. But with ho'oponopono and sampa, we can do it ourselves, consciously. This program is for people that want to get real. It's for individuals who are really, really up for it, who want to do the work and are prepared to commit to removing the burdens that they're carrying so that who they truly are can express in the world. And these are vibrational patterns and impressions that have been inherited. And because the soul, the nature of the soul, is to record and absorb, that's where they are. And same with the psyche, the subconscious and the unconscious. So these ho'oponopono lets you get into the collective subconscious and the collective unconscious. And again, the PDF goes into this in more detail. Then the final layer, the real depth, is through the ancestral healing prayers. HowardWills.com is the ultimate resource for ancestral healing prayers. I have a synopsis of that included with this package. I encourage you to go to Howard's website and study it and really get into it. The synopsis will, give you it's got everything that you need. This package on its own right here that I'm providing you is all you need to blast off, or let's say blast in to this world. So we're talking about love, taking that love through the layers of ourselves, through the shallow, the medium, to the depth. And now we need to let the love flow. The love has to be expressed. And that is out into the world through action. This is the divine masculine, love in action. The divine feminine is receptivity to divinity, to the masculine inseminating force of divinity. The divine masculine is the expression of that energy and that through love in action, because the energy itself is love. When we demonstrate that love, that is the divine masculine. So we're expressing the love through our thoughts, words, and actions, the things that we do, the things that we think, the things that we say. We're expressing love. And most importantly, the blessing. We need to bless everything, bless everyone, bless creation with our eyes. So we're consciously blessing, radiating blessings out, radiating blessings out. And be a living blessing in the world. So again, remember context, energy, vibration, frequency, wavelength. We're allowing this energy to flow through us by getting onto the same frequency and vibrational nature as it, through an attitude of love, focused, and self-love and self-acceptance, deep forgiveness, ho'oponopono, towards ourselves, and now ancestral forgiveness prayers focused towards the depths of the soul, towards those ancestors, through the depth, and that allows that energy to come through from its depth within us. Nothing interfering with it. So we can, when we bless the world, we literally bless the world. And when we look at someone with those eyes and with that intention, we lift them up. We hit them with that power. That is the power of love. And that's what changes things. That's when I can go... and just will blessings upon you listening to this. And you can feel it. You can feel it in the peace. So listen to this information over and over and over. Get it. Practice. Use the resources that come with it. And in the next audio file, I'll wrap it all up. We'll talk a little bit about the ego and the true versus the true self, and the five qualities of the spiritual warrior. I'll talk to you soon.